time when the fun begins. You may now have fun.
Hi, I'm Kevin and Jennifer.
And I'm Emmett and Bruce.
And welcome to Organise Fun, the board game podcast, where this week we've been playing Room 25. But as usual, business first. We've got two new listening territories. Hooray!
Yay! Countries you don't have to research.
Yep. Obviously, they're not countries that we have aimed for, but we have Puerto Rico, so I'm going to say hola to them. And we have Kuwait, so I'm going to say marhaban to them. There you go. Two unexpected bonus territories. But that is all the business.
Are we having fun yet?
So, as I said then, this week we have been playing Room 25. I've got the box with me, so I shall read the box. Oh, it's very brief. 25 rooms, 10 turns, 4 prisoners, 2 guards, only 1 exit. Room 25 includes... Oh, there's some definite language, but okay, right. So first of all, this is designed by a Frenchman and it's made by Matagot Games, which is a French company. So there's some obvious translation errors here. Room 25 includes is a fast, an immersive game for 1 to 6 players with 5 different playing modes, from full cooperation to a solitaire game. It's for 1 to 6 players, takes about 30 minutes, and ages 10 plus. However, I do know there is a little bit of extra story bump on the instruction book, so just bear with. Because I don't think that box description does it justice.
No, that was very brief. No, that was very uncreative.
Here we go. In the near future, a reality TV show called Room 25 goes beyond the limits of good taste in an effort to increase ratings and shock the viewers. Candidates are enclosed in a complex of 25 rooms with unexpected and dangerous traps. They will have to trust each other and work together to find Room 25 and escape quickly. Sometimes guards infiltrate the prisoners and try to prevent them from escaping by any means necessary. And all throughout the instruction book, there's like the director talking to you. Dear candidates, hello. You've been selected by the Entertainment Ministry to be part of our fabulous show, broadcast worldwide in high definition. You will delight millions of viewers by surviving our complex's deadly trap. You have limited time in which to escape. Let's get started. And don't forget to smile. You're on camera.
I didn't know we were on a TV show. I thought you were explorers or prisoners or something.
Well, I think we are prisoners. Well, have you seen the movie Cube?
No.
It's basically that, the board game, isn't it? I think they're prisoners and they wake up in this cube full of little square rooms. And if they escape, they get their freedom. But obviously, if they don't, they die in the booby traps.
Well, it's very like Sub-Zero, it reminded me of.
Sub-Zero?
Yeah.
Sub-Terra.
Sub-Terra. Yeah, Sub-Terra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very like Sub-Terra. With all your tiles on there and you're going across and you're unveiling the rooms as you go so you don't know what's coming up.
Yes.
I feel like there's a name for that game, mate. Whatever that is, that's my new favourite.
Yes. So basically, yeah, the game outline, we start on a central room and there's these square tiles in a 5x5 grid, 25 rooms. And we don't know what they are. And through the process of like exploring, turning over the rooms and investigating, we have to find the key chamber, which has the key to the exit. But then we also have to find in a separate room the exit and get to the exit before our 10 turns runs out. That's basically it. The rooms are full of traps, and there's two modes to play. There's cooperative mode, which we were playing, so if any one of us dies, whoops, Jennifer, then the whole game's up. We are, you know, we have to all escape together or we all lose, and Jennifer sadly died in the mortal chamber. Or there is suspicion mode, which is what it hinted at the box, so some of the players are actually guards and they can like try and get the prisoners into traps on purpose by lying about what's in the room, you know, general bastardry. But you can only play that with a minimum of 4 players, whereas cooperative mode you can play for any number of players.
Work times fun equals progress.
We'll just talk about the turn order. So on your go, it's basically a two-part system, isn't it? You choose your moves first, and then you take it in turns to do your actions. So already there's that element, which we've had in a few games before, where you have to program your moves. You sometimes end up programming a move that can't happen because of someone else previously has screwed up your plan.
Yeah, so you can either try and be strategic with it and be like, okay, I need to think ahead. This character needs to move, so I'm going to program move, and then I can either like shove some tiles or look at the next tile ahead, or, you know, you need to look ahead, or you can just be like, I'll do that and that and just see what happens. Yes. You could go with that and just play just for the fun of it, just see, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll just choose picking. There's not tons of things to choose from.
No.
Like, there's one. So there's basically move your person into an unknown tile. So you could be putting them into danger because you haven't looked at it beforehand.
Yeah.
Look at your tile beforehand, and then you can decide next time to move into it or not.
Yeah.
There's sort of shove the row along one, which would be strategic if you need to get somewhere and you need extra moves or something. You can move. You can take one tile from one end and shove it along the other end, labyrinth style.
I've just thought what we could have done, because we found room 25. We could have shoved it. We could have shoved room 25 closer to us rather than having us move towards room 25.
And then there was the last section, which we didn't use at all, which I wasn't sure what was needed, but actually, yeah, this could be another way of getting somewhere, is to shove somebody else from one tile to another.
Yes. Well, see, that's what I was getting. Remember that turn where I thought I was being really clever with Jennifer, but I was actually looking at Bruce. I was going to shove Kevin through the door into the unknown room.
So if you are working together and you've got four characters between you, you could be like, I need this character to get here before they die or before something bad happens. I've got one move here. I can look at this tile, and then you could ask the other person to shove you along again as well. So you could get more moves out of that.
But also, shove is going to be particularly useful if you're playing suspicion mode, isn't it? Because you can...
Well, yeah, that's what I thought it was probably designed for, isn't it?
Just shove people into traps.
A horrific room. Well, not horrific rooms. It's not that bad. But, you know, there's good rooms and there's bad rooms. There's some that are like prison, ice room, and there's some with like little sores and stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, the red rooms are pretty bad if you don't want to end up in there.
Yeah. So there was... Well, I'll talk about the different rooms in a mo. But we each... And this is a problem. So we were playing on Board Game Arena and it was only a beta version. So it wasn't like 100% complete. And I couldn't work out how to use our special power. Like, each character, we had a special power that's unique to us, but there wasn't a token for it, so I couldn't work out how to use it.
You know what, though? How many games have people have these special powers? It happens all the time. You set up the game, you're like, this is what we need to do, this is what we need to do. Or, by the way, your character has this special power, my character has this. I swear, like, I've only ever used characters out of all the games we've ever played. I've used special characters, like, once.
True.
We never bothered with those extra bits.
But probably...
That is like when you're really like, you've played it loads of times and you want to do something else, but nobody remembers. Because you can't remember half the time.
No.
So I didn't. I never bother. Whenever you say, what does your character do? I'm like, yeah, that's great. And in my back of my mind, I'm like, I'm never using that, ever.
But see, there was one time when I really wanted to use Jennifer's special power, but I couldn't work out how on Board Game Arena. So I'll just go right. So Jennifer's power was call. So it's the opposite of shoving someone into the next room. You can call someone to you from the adjacent room, which when your character, Emmett, was in that trap and it was like, if he doesn't get out of here on the next turn, he will die. I was like, well, I could just call him to me. Like, I could use my turn to get him out of the room, but I couldn't work out how to do it. Kevin's special power was all about hacking. I think using the control, because normally when you shift the rooms along, you have to shift the room that you're in, but I think Kevin could shift a room that he wasn't in, which could have been useful. What were your two special powers?
I could like mimic somebody else's special power if I was next to them or something.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the other one because we never used it. I think this is a poll. Do you use character special powers, yes or no? Do you bother with that? I mean, they probably can win you the game more often than not.
Well, true.
Do
and bother. Probably, obviously.
I don't think there's much point.
Again.
I feel like when you're designing a game, you're like, we've got all this and this. Oh, we need something else. What are we going to do? I know, let's just add a special power onto their character card. That'll make it more interesting.
Wouldn't it? But obviously, because we were playing, again, Board Game Arena, so we didn't get to choose our characters. But there are some people that would legit choose their characters based on the special powers that they had.
Well, good luck to them. And I hope they win every time. I thought it was quite good, actually, on Board Game Arena, because it's the tiles and you can click and, like, move them over. I think it works quite well as a board game, like an online game.
Yeah.
I mean, to have the tiles are cool as well, but I think this type of game works particularly well online.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of tiles that you don't have to worry about knocking out of alignment or, well, you know, doing all that sort of stuff.
Your government prescribes one session of fun per day.
But yeah, so once you've programmed your actions, then you take it in turns to do them. So, you know, everyone does their action one, then everyone does their action two, and And as I said, you might get yourself into a position, you know, like if you were looking to move up into a room, but the previous player did the control action and shifted the row along, then you'd find yourself moving into a room that you didn't want to move into. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, what are the problems or what are the benefits of that, I suppose?
Well, moving stuff, like not working out between you what you're doing. And then.
Yeah, or like having to lock in your actions first before you do them. So you can't change based on what the person previous to you has done.
Well, that depends if you want to cooperate and work it out together or not.
Yeah, I suppose. It's like,
but then I don't know, I think it's more fun just up to chance because you don't know what tiles you're going to turn over anyway.
No.
I mean, I was doing either moving or looking, trying to look first and then move, look first and then move.
Yeah.
And then if I couldn't or I was trapped or I'd seen all the tiles around me, that's when I would just do something else just for interest. But then it's when you get the goal, because then once we know where we're going, when we get to the tile that we need for the exit, that's when you can start, I think. I think it's all up to chance until you actually know where you're going and where you need to get to, because you're just sort of exploring and trying to work out and find the right tile first. So I don't think it really matters. And then you can work out together, right, we all need to get here. How do we do this? And that's when we should have both been like, right, we could have programmed like four, what was it called? Shove
control.
We did that four times. If we needed to move that room up, like we could have spent all of our four actions between us moving it up like half towards all of us, and then we all just spent the rest of the turns just moving into it. Done.
Yeah, we could have done.
Should have thought of that. I don't know why I just thought of that now.
Hindsight's 2020. Tell that to poor Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, there's like the vortex. She loved going through a vortex thing.
Absolutely.
Teleporting through those.
I am going to look at this room at the top. It is a yellow room. It's a red room. Oh, okay, we don't want to go there then. Going to move into this green room because I know it's safe. Oh, shit, it was yellow. Whoops.
I'm going to go to the bottom and look. Red room.
Shit. Jennifer is going to look. So hang on. We know left is red and down is red. So I'm going to look right.
Yep.
Okay, right is safe. Right is green.
Oh, you've moved them all around now. I don't know what's where I'm walking into. I could walk into a blind one.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to go across. It's still hidden room. Oh, no. Did we see that? Did we think that one was bad, didn't we?
Where?
I'm going to go down. I'll go to the right on the end. I'm going to go down because we know that's yellow. That's fine.
Jennifer is going to move. You said this was a green room to the right. Perfect. Wait, why am I looking first? Oh, Kevin, you dumb bastard. Well, but the only one I can look at is the one that we already know what it is.
Well, we can double check.
Double check. Definitely red.
We have a red room here. So we have red below, above, and to the left of the center. Everything adjacent. Oh, well, I've sort of fallen into the same trap. I can only look at the one that we know.
And then Jennifer is going to look. I'm going to look at this bottom corner.
Okay.
It's yellow.
Okay, that's good.
Kevin is going to look the other way.
Oh, I was just about to do that one. Okay, Emmett is going to double check for me what this one is. I think it's red.
That's not the red one, is it? Fuck it, I'm good. We're running out of time. I'm just moving into it.
I've moved along one, so I don't think so. I think it's all right.
Right, Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. She is going to look upwards because things have shifted. Oh, it is a very, very dangerous red room.
I'm going to go up and hopefully it'll be okay. And it's not. Okay, right. Emmett needs to get out of there. He's going to take another risk because it can't get any worse than the shredder room.
You hope. Fuck it. We're at fuck it point. Do we know what that room is? Fuck it. Let's go. Oh, no!
Jennifer. Well, you've totally ruined it now.
Jennifer died in the mortal chamber. Sorry. I was just thinking, obviously, because the tiles... Oh, it's worth saying there are more than 25 rooms. So not only are you dealing them all out in a random order, but you don't get all the rooms every time. Mm. So, like, okay. You have to have the key room, the central room, and the exit room, but all the others are completely random. So not only, you might have...
Yeah, you could get loads of bad ones.
Yeah, you might have a grid that's very trap-heavy, or you might have a grid that's quite light. But also, I was thinking, imagine, you could have been really lucky if room 25 was just right near the central room. Like, in a game like this, you could find it really quickly, couldn't you? And just get out.
Yeah, you could be like, right next to you and be like, right, everyone, done.
Yep, here we are. Or you could not find it at all. Or, you know, it's there's very little strategy involved there's in that because it starts in a completely random
chance?
Place. Hey?
1 in 25 chance to begin with?
1 in 24, I guess, because the central room is already turned over.
1 in 24.
But yes, there you go.
Play to win.
So onto these different types of rooms then. So there's four sort of... colours of room. There's the blue rooms, which are the rooms that you need. So the key room and the exit room are blue. Then there's green, yellow, red. Green ones are completely harmless. There was tunnels that you could move through. There was, you know, just empty rooms that were completely safe. Fine. Green for the win. Yellow rooms were not dangerous, but like inconvenient, weren't they? So there was a dark room, which meant in there, all the lights were off, so you couldn't use your look action. You couldn't like spy through the doors. That stupid vortex thing that just teleported you back to the start. That was very annoying.
I love that as well.
Yeah. Oh, and there was a room that was cold, so you could only do one action because you were so cold.
That's annoying, because actually only having one action does slow things down quite a lot.
Definitely. And then the red rooms, which apart from like what happened to Jennifer, instant kill as soon as you go in there. But other ones were, you know, if you don't get out of here by the end of the next turn, then you will die. Or
yeah, Emmett had that brush with death.
Absolutely. Emmett had a couple of brushes with death, because there was that shredder room that it was like, well, once you leave it, anyone else left in there gets pulverized. That'd be a horrible room.
Well, I think there is a correlation between Emmett's brushes with death and Emmett moving into a tile without looking where he's going. he did that a lot.
Yeah. So there's a good mix, and that was one of the benefits of Board Game Arena, because you could just hover your mouse over and it would tell you exactly what that room does. But in the physical copy, obviously there is your player board, and your player board has a key. It has a little picture of each room, so the information is there. It just might take you a bit of, you know, okay, what's that room? Okay, look it up. Yeah. But, you know, the information is readily available. Dark chamber. Can't use the look action when I'm in there. Tunnel chamber.
Okay.
So if there's another tunnel, you can transport between them.
Vortex room. Oh no, I've gone to the vortex room. I've gone to the middle.
That's okay. The middle's safe. That's the cold chamber. You can only program one action in that room.
The trapped room.
If your character is still in it at the end of your next action, they'll be killed. Jennifer loves a good tunnel. She can't resist. So you were going to cuddle with Jennifer.
Tunnel with Jennifer.
Oh shit, you can only do one thing because it's in the bloody cold. Kevin!
Oh, it's room 25.
Is it?
Yeah.
But we need to find the key room first. I'm going to sneakily move into the vortex, which will take me to the middle room. Pivoting room. Always direct the bridge at the last player who entered. This room has only two exits. You can only look, move, or push in those directions. Prison cell.
Oh, shit.
No, that's okay. You can move...
Yellow.
Yeah, but you can only leave the prison cell by moving into the central room. You were next to the central room, so you're okay. The shredder room.
Oh, God.
No, you're okay. As soon as a character exits this room, it becomes inaccessible and any character still inside. So as long as you're the only one in there, you're fine.
Yay!
Hey, that's the key room. So now we just need to peg it to room 25. Kevin is in the cold room. God damn it, Kevin. Ah, another cold room. Out of the cold and into the cold. You know what I'm going to ask. What was your tactic?
Well, we've gone through this already. There wasn't really anything. It was just having a look around, trying to work. We're trying to find the tile, aren't we? So we've just got to explore. And then the tactics come in once you know where you're going. And it didn't really work. By then, we'd been all over the place. So there wasn't enough turn. So there's a turn limit. This is what you have failed to tell listeners, and you failed to tell me. There is a turn limit here. So how many turns do you have to actually get around this?
10. But I only noticed it. Because in the little Board Game Arena sort of dialogue box, it was like, you have 3 turns left. And I was like, shit.
I know. That's all taking my time, enjoying, exploring the prisons and the cold rooms and everything. I'm thinking, we've got loads of time. We'll get around all these tiles eventually. And then you're like, we've only got 3 turns left. It's like, well, great. Now we've got to try it. That's when tactics should have come in.
Yeah.
So no tactics.
I think when I started off, I was like, okay, well, it's easy. I will look and then I will move. But then that tactic fell apart, because if you look and you realize it's a red room, well, you don't want to move into that, but you're stuck with a move action, so you're like, oh shit. But then when we were running out of time, I think we both started just thinking like, fuck it, I'm just going to move without looking and hope for the best.
You have to take the risk, because you haven't got enough turns to do that. So
that's what happened to poor Jennifer. Although ironically, and this is another problem, so that room that Jennifer walked into was a room that we had previously looked at, so we knew it was there.
But if people are shoving the tiles around, they move around, so you can't remember where everything is.
Yeah, you have to sort of keep track of...
You're reminded that enjoyment is compulsory.
Now, again, in the physical version, there's 2 other things. So I couldn't, again, work out how to use them in the online version. But if you need the help, there are these reminder tokens. So it's literally just a little circular token that you can put on to remind yourself that you've looked at that one and you know what it is.
Oh, that's clever. That's helpful.
Even though it shoves around, the token would still be on it. So you'd still know, okay, I've seen that. I know what that room is. I mean, it doesn't help you remember whether it was a red or a yellow or whatever, but you know you've looked at it. But also, there was these adrenaline tokens. So once per game, you could like spend your adrenaline and gives you 3 actions per turn, gives you an extra move. But again, I couldn't work out. They were grayed out, weren't they, on our...
Yeah, I would have used that otherwise. I totally forgot. I did see them and I was like, actually, I'd rather just move.
Yeah, so I couldn't work out how. I think, obviously, because it's a beta version, it is going to get improved on Board Game Arena. I think there were a few features that we couldn't quite use or weren't clear how to use. But
still playable though on there.
Yes. Yeah.
A full workforce is a one workforce.
So just thinking about the other mode, like, would you prefer to play it like we did, working together, finding the exit? Or would you prefer playing bastard mode, trying to kill everyone else and be the last person standing?
I think it depends how many people are playing. I think, well, that's part of the replayability, I'm sure.
It's true. Because I've actually got an expansion, the physical one, Season 2, which lets you play up to 8 players. So imagine, like, 8 of you in this...
Same number of tiles.
Yeah, shoving each other around into booby traps and screwing each other over.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Please make sure you hit your fun quota.
Well, shall we frag?
Let's frag. It all comes out in the frag.
It always does, doesn't it? So start us off with fun.
Fun, yes. So I vaguely do remember playing this before, but because I really loved Subterra, that's fresh in my mind. I really like this. It's simple. This tile mechanism, as I said, is my new favourite thing. I quite like that.
Yeah.
Going into an unknown tile, seeing if it's a frozen room or not. That was really good fun. And it's quite a short game as well. It's simple. You know, there's a clear aim. You've got your characters. I mean, there's not, you know, we played it not knowing any of the storyline or anything. I don't think it particularly enhances it. It doesn't really matter. But very inventive with the different types of rooms as well. Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice. I went for a 3 just because I thought it was over too quickly. You know, like when we realized, oh shit, we've only got three turns left. And we were like, but we haven't done anything. I think it went.
But then playing it again, knowing that, I'd be less small because I was just sort of, oh, okay, just move, look. Now I'll be like, right, we need to get across more of the board, check all the tiles, we need to find that. There wasn't that urgency there because I didn't know that. Playing again with the urgency, I think that would enhance it.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously with more players, because the grid never changes, if you had 6 players even, you would uncover more rooms more quickly, but there is also more chance that someone will walk into a red trap and die and lose you the game. So it sort of works both ways, doesn't it? Aesthetic.
It's okay. It's not the most amazing artwork. Ooh. The character's design is the same on what?
I've skipped replayability. I went straight to aesthetic. No, replayability first.
Okay, art, yeah. Replayability. Well, as I've said, if you can do it, you know, cooperation or against each other, I think there's plenty of different versions there with lots of different tiles, plus the expansion. I mean, très bien to the French person that made this.
Yeah,
and they've added in a storyline as well. I don't think you really needed that deep storyline. I don't know, but oh no, sorry, we're talking about replayability, aren't we? I think I'm going to give it a 4 again because I think there's plenty there, and because it's a short game, and you could do it solitaire as well.
Yeah,
lots of different numbers of players. It's really thought of everything.
I went for 4 as well. All 100% agree with everything you said. All the different room tiles, the different modes. There's 8 different characters to choose from, each with their own special powers, kind of thing. The only thing that kept it from a 5 for me is that I just felt, yes, there's all those different combos, but we were, even though you have those 5 different moves to choose from, we primarily were looking and moving. You know, like, I think...
Yeah, no, I don't mind that, though, because it's a shorter game. You don't need any of that.
No, fair enough.
This is not like a starter game or a main game.
So maybe it's
like a mid.
Towards the end of the, you know, like, oh.
Yeah.
Just a quick half an hour, room 25, before everyone goes.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to start it off the evening.
No.
But maybe at the, yeah, towards the end, I think, yeah.
Fair enough. Now it's aesthetic. I apologise.
Okay, well, aesthetic. Okay, well, as I was saying, it's all right. The tiles aren't that clear what colours they are necessarily, because there's like a sort of, each corner, there's like a sort of little, for the red, for instance, it's just the little corners are done red with weird sort of picture in the middle. So I think you could make it clearer what type of room it is.
Yes.
The character pictures, are they the same on Tabletopia? Table, whatever it is, as the box? They're horrible pictures of the people, aren't they?
No, the artwork is exactly the same, but it's worth saying in the physical version, the distinction between orange and yellow is much clearer.
Oh, okay.
It's much easier to tell who is who in real life. I was getting orange. And, like, it was a really sort of pale, wussy looking orange that was very, very yellowy. And I kept getting my Jennifer and your Bruce mixed up, didn't I?
Yeah, but just the picture of the characters. Look at Kevin. He looks like a psycho scout.
Yeah, I think he's like nerdy computer hacker loser, isn't he?
I don't like the character design, actually. No, I'm going to give it a 2, actually, for aesthetic, because I think the whole thing could be redesigned a bit better. I don't know, it's a bit sort of cheap looking, and yeah, no, I don't like the characters at all. No,
I went for a 3. It's very, like, okay, the box is like this shiny silver. I can get, you know, and the actions are like neon blobby stick figures, like doing the thing. You can just imagine that, you know, like some TV show, you know, and they'll be like, oh, Jennifer's chosen to move. And then the little animation of the blob figure, like, you know, it fits the sort of cheesy TV show aesthetic. But you're right. I think the artwork, the characters, there's just something about them, isn't there? There's just something slightly off, and I don't really know what, but they just look a bit.
Yeah. So yeah, there's something horrible about them all.
Oh, and also, I know I'm being picky and I know it's French, but there are lots of translation grammar errors in the rulebook and in the stuff, so that knocks it down for me as well. Gameplay.
Yep, simple to follow, easy to pick up, really quick to play. Yeah, I really like this. I'm going to say 4 again, you know. I don't think there's too much wrong with it. And as I say, it's got all those different, you can change it every time. It's simple, isn't it? It doesn't go into too much detail.
I'm going to go for 4 as well. I think it's got enough about it. It's simple to understand, but it's not so simple that it's boring, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, there were tons of rooms, like there's a robot room and there's a little silver robot guard that comes around and marches about if you activate the robots. And, you know, depending on what rooms you find and how you use them, you can change the game and still have an entertaining time. You know, it still works. So, yeah, 4 for me as well.
And so it's got an expansion already. Is there any others? Is it quite a...
Well, so I got Season 1 and Season 2 separately, but the game we played is Room 25 Ultimate, which I think now you can just buy it all to, you know, like it just comes all together.
Oh, okay, so there's no plans for any others or anything.
I wouldn't think so,
because what else can you do apart from add more tiles and weird characters?
Yeah, I suppose you could add more. Let's have a look. Okay, Room 25, Room 25 Season 2, and then Room 25 Ultimate was 2016. But then, Room 25 Escape Rooms 2017, Room 25 VIP 2018. Oh, God, Room 25 Hypercube, which is what the sequel to the Cube movie is called. Right, I'm going to click Room 25 Escape Room. What's that about?
Because what you could do, if you wanted like a super expensive version of this game,
yeah,
which I don't think would be made, imagine if they were clear plastic actual cubes built up to make a big cube and you moved your characters like physically through the different... I don't know how that would work in terms of turning it around or anything. I can imagine like a model cube made up of cubes and you can move the actual cubes. I don't know, somehow like that. That would be cool.
Yeah. Okay, but that is cool. Okay, Room 25 Escape Room. Your favourite TV show is back with major developments. Discover new rooms, 2 new cooperative game modes, but you have to solve riddles. Like some rooms are puzzle rooms that you have to solve the riddles to get part. You know, so in our version, you just got to the key room and you got the key. Here, you have to solve riddles, puzzles to get the key.
That sounds fun, actually.
That's quite cool. Wow. That was 2017. And then what was the other one? VIP 2018. Room 25 VIP expansion. The most dangerous TV show ever has returned with new gameplay. A very important person is coming to upset the rules. This VIP is part of the team of prisoners and will be revealed after distributing the roles. Forced to move, the VIP does not program his actions, thus becoming a dangerous and subtle player. Oh, so this is a character that, what, doesn't have to program theirs in advance. Interesting.
That sounds good. Well, Room 25 is the gift that keeps on giving. They've thought of it all.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, I like that idea. I wasn't aware of those. I will add those to the list eventually. So in about 5 years' time, listeners, we can play some of that. Cool. Well, yes. There we go. Sorry, we've got sidetracked there. That gives it a frag of 14, which is perfectly respectable. Was Room 25 a win or not?
I'm going to say that Room 25 was a win.
Hooray! Hooray!
Of course. Yay! Of course. More tile games, please.
That makes it 130 to the gamers and 41 to the haters. Nice. Well, there you go. Room 25. It's an old one. It's one that's not come round on the spreadsheet for many, many years.
Wow, everyone, dig out a copy of Room 25.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. Well, there you go. Yeah, I have been...
Search your local French stores. What's Room 25 French?
Van Sank. Anyway, right, yes. I've been Phil.
I've been Mark.
And remember, always look before you open the door. Don't be a gentleman. No, non relinquum in arca a perculo. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. Find us on X at Fun Organized. Thanks for listening. Bye, Ludophiles. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Well done, Jennifer.
Now is the time when we stop. Good night.